जैसे डॉक्टर मसूद शाह डिक्टेटिंग पेशेंट्स नेम इज दाना मोटिका, MOTYKA, दाना DONNA, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 4/23/1948, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 10/17/2022. Miss Motika is a very pleasant 74-year-old female with history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, history of diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, history of depression, history of chronic debility with being wheelchair-bound. Presented to the emergency room with cough and congestion and generalized weakness. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Patient also reported a mechanical fall due to her wheelchair. Denies losing any consciousness. Was seen in the ER. CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis was done. We did reveal no acute traumatic sequelae within the chest, abdomen, or pelvis. Patchy aerospace disease in the left lower lobe was seen. A 1.7 centimeter non-simple right renal lesion was also seen. Patient was admitted to the hospital. A CT scan of the cervical spine showed no, as well as the CT scan of the head, showed no acute brain injury, no cerebral contusion or intracranial hemorrhage. Moderate global cerebral atrophy was seen. No acute cervical spine fracture or traumatic subluxation was seen. Multi-level degenerative changes in the cervical spine was seen. Patient was admitted to the hospital with acute commonly acquired pneumonia. Her RSV antigen was positive. Patient was started on rocephin and doxycycline. Nephrology was consulted for, and was she was continued on dialysis, continued on her other medications. Physical therapy was consulted. Patient was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Bellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complain of feeling fatigued and tired. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for depression, diabetic retinopathy, diabetes mellitus, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, psoriasis, and dementia. Past surgical history has been significant for hysterectomy and AV fistula placement. Allergies to morphine and azithromycin. Social history. She quit smoking about 45 years ago. Alcohol, none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EMR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea. She does have history of hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia, respiratory system. denies any complaints of cough or shortness of breath. She does have history of pneumonia, complaining of fatigue, denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea and vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she does have a renal lesion, finding on CAT scan. She does have history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Neurological, she does complaints of fatigue, history of dementia, denies any history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in the EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Exocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness / fatigue. Next, commonly acquired pneumonia. Next, history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, dementia. Next, renal lesion. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Pamela Moot. Moodt, Pamela, Pamela. Date of birth is 7/19/1956. Date of service is 10/17/2022. Miss Mood is a very pleasant 66-year-old female with history of chronic lower back pain, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, anxiety, slight depression, history of ovarian cancer, who was presented to the emergency room with complaints of fall, also having numbness and tingling in her upper extremities. She was admitted to the hospital. CT scan of the head was negative. CT of the cervical spine did not show any acute fracture or subluxation. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. As mentioned, patient was admitted to the hospital with bilateral upper extremity weakness and numbness, secondary to fall. Also was complaining of neck pain. Patient was seen by neurology, was recommended no further workup. Neurosurgery also saw the patient, no surgical intervention. Patient was continued with supportive care. Physical and occupational therapy was consulted. She was given gentle IV hydration, diuretics for her health, blood pressure was better. She was Symptoms improved. She was doing better, but complaining of pain and weakness. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She does complaints of pain in her neck as well as her back. Otherwise, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for chronic lower back pain, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic kidney disease, next chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, next history of DVT/PE, next anxiety/depression, next history of ovarian cancer, next history of COVID-19 infection. Past surgical history has been significant for cervical fusion surgery, carpal tunnel release surgery, and colonoscopy. Social history. Smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies to latex, contrast dye, lidocaine, morphine, Motrin, Neurontin, sulfadiazine, tape, Toradol, and Xarelto. Review of system, cardiovascular. No complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. Denies any history of coronary artery disease. She does have history of congestive heart failure. Also history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. Denies any history of asthma or emphysema. History of DVT/PE. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary. No complaints. Neurological. She does complaints of weakness, also neck pain. No history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal. She does complaints of neck pain as well as lower back pain. History of arthritis. History of neck surgery. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. External movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities no edema. Pulse is bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination was grossly intact. Impression. Number one, generalized weakness. Next. Neck pain, next history of lower back pain, next history of DVT/PE, next chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next anxiety/depression, next GERD, next DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to. Patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue pain control medication, continuous stool softness, DVT and GI prophylaxis will be continued. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Joseph Hall, HALL, Joseph, JOSEPH. Date of birth is 7/7/1945. Date of service is 10/17/2022. Mr. Hall is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He stated that he's doing well. He was diagnosed with COVID-19. He also had bypass surgery. He said that overall he's doing better, but does complain of feeling weak and fatigued. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils wrinkled round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of COVID-19 infection, next coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, next history of post-op atrial fibrillation, next renal urolithiasis, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of diverticulosis, next DJD. Treatment plan, discussed with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. He was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. He'll monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaint, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.